Hello.
Welcome, everybody, again.
All three of you.
There's three now.
Yeah.
Welcome to The Nerve with Ethan and Will. It's a Call to the Faithful production. That's the band that me and Will come from. And as always, that doesn't matter because we're not going to talk about it as much as this episode as we did last episode, but maybe it will creep back in.
We said we weren't going to talk about it, and then we did.
We spoke about it a lot.
We lied. A couple of liars, really, didn't we?
The nerve we have.
The nerve.
Oh, is that the name of the show? We can end here. We're going to talk shit for an hour or so, maybe less. It was quite long last episode.
We said we were going to do half hour last time. We did.
Yeah, we fucking did.
70 shit. Fucking minutes.
Yeah. So we'll see where it goes this week. I don't know how far we'll go with it, but we'll see if we can have fun. And we've got an email address. It's called thenerve@callsthefaithful.com. So please email us because we will need the content going forward. We're starting to run out already and it's only episode 2. We blasted through 70 minutes worth. I did try and edit it all down, but...
It was just too good.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't... Well,
you just like the sound of your own fucking voice.
It's
just,
that's the way we talk, mate. It's just intertwined bullshit.
It's fucking madness.
It is. So it's hard. It's really hard to edit and I'm not good enough at that at the moment. Properly. But... we'll see what happens. But to be fair, a little peek behind the curtain, we're recording episode 2 now. Episode 1 doesn't exist really at the moment.
No.
We haven't released it.
Schrodinger's.
That's right. Yeah. As far as we know, episode 2 will never get released. Although
both exists and doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And no one gives a fuck.
No, exactly. We literally, we are the only people that give a fuck about when it gets released.
Yeah.
Because no one else really knows. I think, I spoke about Tom Davis last time we went to his, went to his stag do in Leon. Which we need to talk about at some
good
point.
Good times.
Good times.
Messy times.
He's looking forward to it. I think he's the only one outside the band, really.
Well, he loves us, doesn't he?
He does.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. So, how have you been, mate, over this last week, since the last podcast, since we've all got caught up again?
Oh, well, I've been all right, mate. As you well know, we see each other every evening.
Yeah, it's a normal debrief. And today, of all days... is the 16th of February.
Well, hey, a very special day.
One of the holy days.
Yes, very holy day. And being religious that we are.
As religious as we are.
Mm.
We love today, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Well, if you...
What is it today?
It's Shrove Tuesday, isn't it?
Oh, Shrove Tuesday.
It's pancake day, mate.
I was shroving very hard today.
We shroved, didn't we? We tried to shrove. You'll see that on the Calls of the Faithful story.
We strived to shrove.
We strived to shrove. I was going to say you're going to see it on the stories, but this won't be released for weeks. I've timestamped it today as the 16th of February. That's when we're recording it. I'm not going to edit that out, but we don't know when it's to be released. So you might, if you've seen it on the stories, you may remember the awful attempts that we had. I think Matt was the only person that got a proper pancake on this. I don't know if you saw the story today, but you got a proper flip.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
I got a flip. The pancake was just shit.
Yeah, no, but you got the flip and the pancake was good. Ooh. Yeah.
He's much older than us. He's had a lot more practice.
Yeah, he's a much, much older than us.
He's had more Shrove Tuesdays than us.
Are you going to give up anything for Lent, mate? Have you decided about anything?
I was going to give up you, actually.
Wow. Fair enough.
We've seen far too much of each other. And,
have you signed up to
I'm any? Quite addicted to you. So.
Have you signed down under the app then, have you?
I have, yes.
Where people wean themselves off me.
Yeah.
You're on the
Give up
forum.
Your Ethan today. In 5 easy steps.
You've got one of these.
I think it's 12 steps. You like alcohol. It's like the Alcoholics Anonymous giving you up.
Are you going to get a patch or something?
Yeah, an Ethan patch. Just a fucking little patch with your stupid face on it. on my upper arm. Maybe on my bum.
A horrifying tattoo.
Yeah.
Talking about your bum, how's OnlyFans going? You mentioned it last week that you were going. This was a vehicle to launch OnlyFans. You said that you might.
I mean, well, one thing you got to be aware of.
Yeah.
Most of the clientele of OnlyFans, the customers, are actually men.
Oh, are they?
I wasn't prepared for that.
Oh, you're not.
No.
Was that? Did you not?
I mean, I'm a straight man.
Are you?
I thought. Well.
That throws up questions, but we'll get into that another day.
Only not on occasion, and only for you, darling. That's why I've got to give you up.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. So you didn't get any OnlyFans then?
Well, no. When I thought it, I was just taking my clothes off for loads of gorgeous girls, that wasn't the case. I was taken off for a lot of gorgeous men, in fact.
Fair enough. But that's not your thing. So what you're saying is you don't want to appeal to that audience.
It felt fake to me. I had to pretend.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to be honest.
It just felt inauthentic?
Yeah.
Unauthentic.
I think it's unauthentic. Oh, no, I don't know. Is it inauthentic or unauthentic?
I don't know.
I would say it's unauthentic.
Now I feel inauthentic.
Inauthentic now sounds better, doesn't it?
Mm.
Let's have a look.
I think we use that going forward.
It is regardless. Inauthentic.
Inauthentic?
Yeah, inauthentic.
Fucking William Shakespeare.
Shakespeare.
Mm.
Apparently no one knows if it was William Shakespeare or not. If his name was actually, his handwriting was so bad, it could have been William Shakespeare or
really
Wilhelm Shinglemeyer. No one knows really. Apparently, so I remember learning that years ago.
And we just went along with it.
Well, I think they probably got the media. They got them all up together, mushed them all together with some sort of like program, and went.
There's experts.
Yeah,
there's people who know about that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Thank God. Thank God we don't have to learn about that.
This is precisely why we can't edit things out of our podcast.
No,
because our conversations just intertwined. So,
yeah.
What were we talking about before?
Imagine in years from now, then the future humans trying to decipher this bollocks.
I don't want to be. I'm so glad we'll be long dead.
Oh, yeah. Fucking
and this will be get look, by then, there'll be this will be lost in a sea of podcasts. It will be barely a pebble in on the beach
in
of
the
podcasts.
Sea of nonsense.
Oh, mate. Well, at least we worked that out. So what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, OnlyFans. You don't want to be inauthentic.
I don't want to be inauthentic.
Yeah. You want to make
and it's, sure. It's a lot of pretending. So yeah.
It's a big act. I would like to see the ratio of, like, women. Like, not like content creators, but women that have accounts to view OnlyFans.
I would love to know
compared to the blokes that have that.
I would
like,
love to
know. Like, and the
ratios
between how many blokes.
It's got to be mostly
content
blokes.
Creators. It, it,
I mean,
it
we're
must
a
be.
Perverted it's,
yes.
Species, aren't we?
I can't believe somebody made an app like that and went, this is for equal people. Because everybody. Because I'm sure everyone likes porn. I'm getting it.
Oh, 100%.
But I just don't know if. But maybe we're just sexist. Maybe women do like it. I don't know. But I find men so fucking perverse. I just think they'd just be more into it.
That's because you've got to live in your own brain every
day.
Yeah,
that's probably it, isn't it? That's
the
probably
dark
it.
Thoughts.
Yeah.
That stir away in that noggin of yours. Oh, I dread to think.
I barely like to peer behind that veil myself. Peek behind that veil myself. I don't like it.
Let's not pull on that thread.
Let's not take the red.
Unravel that sweater. Cum stained sweater.
Oh, disgusting. Oh, disgusting.
Awful. Just awful.
I don't like that.
Have you considered it? Have you considered an OnlyFans? Young Ethan?
No.
No?
No. It's not for me. I'd like to be more private.
Would you?
Yeah.
People would be horrified at your foreskin.
Oh,
for those
God.
That don't know, Ethan has a really long foreskin.
Apparently. Will
it's
has,
magnificent.
Will has no foreskin, so we don't know really.
On
is
average,
he the one to judge?
Well, no. There's me, you, and Grace living in that house. And there's an average of three men's foreskin, which is worrying, to
worrying,
say the least.
Coming from a woman and a circumcised male. I think I'm carrying most of that burden.
Yeah,
I never realised that I had a larger than life foreskin.
I don't think you do. I think... You just have some, and I like to rib you a little bit on that. A disgusting sweaty hood over your penis. It's just, I don't get it. I'm glad I didn't have one.
Yeah, but you didn't.
I'm glad I was born without one.
I was gonna say. You didn't fucking choose, did you? You had to choose, sorry. Well, no, you didn't. You were a kid, weren't you? Oh, fuck knows.
What,
it wasn't
not
like
the choice. It's not like I was held down and fucking circumcised.
Yeah, but you didn't
will.
Know you were a kid. It's not like your mum was like, you were like, oh, you need to be certain. You were like, yeah, well, fair enough. I'm having real issues with my penis here. You were like, I don't know what this means. I'm four. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like it was a cosmetic choice when you were third. When you were 18.
So I went through with it.
Yeah.
That was it. That's all it took.
That sounds worrying.
Mm.
We were gonna
I could have been kidnapped
you
very
could have
easily.
Been now, was it? Did you have to go to Turkey or something to get there? Like all those influencers
get cheap
that get
circumcision.
There. Yeah, yeah, they got their veneers done.
Get my teeth whitened at the same time.
We're just going to do a little trim of
get
your circumcision.
Get a couple
there.
Of ass implants. Lovely.
Coming
good
out
trip, all in all.
Mate.
And a couple of days on the beach. Fantastic.
All for the lovely low price of $299.99. Lovely. I would love, like, talking about cosmetic surgery. And again, once again, mate, I have not asked you one thing apart from, how are you, Will?
And, And how's the OnlyFans?
And how's the OnlyFans? That's the first 2 points. We've got, actually, so fair enough, in improvement from last week, we've got...
We're fucking rattling through it.
We are rattling through
it. I don't know what we're going to do on episode 3.
Shit.
Fuck all.
It'll all be done by the fucking first 5 minutes.
Just going, us just going, weather. How's the weather?
That's what we could really do with emails, which would mean...
It's raining sideways.
But one thing I've... going back to cosmetic surgery, we're talking about fucking veneers, man. Mm. Like, I just... The process seems horrendous.
They file them down into sharp points, don't they?
Not stubby nubby nubby.
That's a point of no return there, isn't it? Imagine they go, oh, sorry, we've actually run out of your colour. Come back tomorrow.
Well, that happened,
got to go down fucking Turkish Londis to get a pint of milk.
Turkish Londis.
Bloody hell, can't even have a cup of tea. Fuck, look at the state of me.
Last time I went to Turkey, I was very young.
Masks now.
Yeah, true. Well, last time I went to Turkey, I was very young, and you could only get goat's milk, which was awful. Goat's milk, I love goat's cheese, but goat's milk is not nice. Not nice.
They only had goat's
milk. That was what I mean, mate. I was like 8 years old. I could have gone further afield.
This is a fucking farm in the middle of nowhere.
No, we're at a restaurant, man. Oh, mate, it's a long story. I won't go into it. It's a long old bloody story.
Well, if there's ever a time for long stories, it's on a podcast.
Is it? Not this one.
Save it for episode 4.
Yeah, fair
when
enough.
We have well and truly run out of shit to talk about.
Most of the story involves my mum, so it's going to really just... I'll just open that can of worms for episode 5, and that's it. We'll be cancelled. But
let's talk about your mum.
Let's not. we can do. She's lovely, but not the one... I don't want to talk about want to talk about.
Teresa the pleaser, that's what they call her.
Again, I don't think...
I don't know who they are.
Mate. Those people.
Me.
Well, that's been answered. Sorry, mum.
we've upgraded from last week. We started off with Smirnoff vodka.
Oh, yeah, didn't realise that.
Big budget bottles.
Yeah.
25% extra free.
That's what you want to see on your vodka, isn't it?
It's the same way you buy your cheese, mate, in more... size rather than quality. Quantity over quality.
That's literally how I buy my
cheese. And we've gone for a very small Russian standard.
That's very, very you're a bit of a vodka connoisseur, aren't you? Russian standard. Is that one of your favourites, would you say?
Well, I drink it.
I mean, so the fucking what, mate?
That means absolutely
it means
nothing.
Shit all, mate. You when you're wine tasting, I drink it. Literally, okay. Well, that was piss.
Probably drink paint thinner if I was in a struggle. I think I did in Magaluf.
Did you?
No.
Mate, you don't
Rushkin
know
what, off.
You don't know what's in
Rushkin off. Everyone gets the Rushkin off cough.
That sounds horrible.
I think they clean the floors with it.
Oh.
They should have cleaned the walls with it as well.
Yeah. I've never done a lad's holiday like that.
Oh. You haven't lived.
Oh, I think I have.
Should we go? When everything opens back up. Me, you, Magaluf. Couple of tennies.
Me and you. I'd go me and you.
I wouldn't go fucking Magaluf now. Fuck that. I think I'm too old for that.
Even like stuff like Ibiza, just don't really...
I enjoyed Ibiza. Got kicked out of my hotel. Ibiza rocks.
Oh, let's go into that story.
No,
what
let's not.
No?
We're not going into that this episode.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Have you told me that story before?
I have.
Oh, okay.
I must have done.
You must have
it's
done.
It's a famous story. It
must be bad. You'll have to write it first and then we'll read it. And then I'll go, yeah, we'll take these bits out.
We can't tell them this. Yeah. We can't let the public know about that.
It'll literally be, so Will, we went to Ibiza. Yep. You got a bit drunk. Yep. Beep, okay. And you got kicked beep, out. Beep, okay. Yeah. Beep, beep.
And then I got kicked out.
Yeah.
Had to stay in a hostel the rest of the week by myself.
Oh, that's horrible.
Thoroughly ruined my own holiday.
I have never...
All my mates are in Ibiza rocks.
Oh.
Partying away, watching Calvin Harris.
Oh, Calvin Klein's.
Was it Calvin Harris?
Is it Calvin Harris?
No, Example.
Oh, Example.
Yeah, I had to pay to get back in to watch Example in my hotel that I got kicked out of.
That is awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
How much
I would have got it for free if I'd stayed in the hotel.
How much was that? How much?
Well, the holiday.
No, how much to get back in to watch Example?
Oh, I don't know, like 50 euros?
Oh, fucking hell.
50 pesos.
Jesus Christ.
I know. Fucking expensive. I could be wrong. This was many years ago.
Yeah.
And I was quite inebriated.
I've never stayed in a hostel. Is that the first and only time
you've
stayed?
Well, no. It was, I say a hostel. I had my own room. I wasn't sharing with anybody else. But it was...
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Budget.
Oh, I don't like budget hotels.
To say the least. I don't anymore.
Yeah, it's not... Yeah.
You get accustomed to a certain level of luxury.
You do, don't
the older you get, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I expect a bit more now.
Teetering on the edge of 30.
Yeah, well, you are.
I'd only be staying in a single bed.
Yeah, that's it. I don't either. That's the thing.
I can't be asked for that.
Yeah, I think what I went. I don't want to stay. I don't like to say this about Beardy, but I'll never let him pick our hotel again. Not like to disparage him, man. I love him. But we went to watch Don Broco in Leeds, and he booked an Ibis. I think it was
the
ones with budget as
with the illuminated signs outside telling you how much a room is.
Yeah,
39 quid if I remember.
Yeah, and it was literally those sink. It was like single beds. The shower was just a tank in the corner, and it was just not. And he said, and quite rightly, he said it was 36 quid, and we're only going to be sleeping here. And I said, no, you are correct, mate.
100%.
No, it's just still don't want it. I still prefer to pay a bit more.
It's your day off, mate.
Yeah, innit?
I'm at work.
Yeah.
I want to enjoy myself.
Oh, grim. I just hate it.
You get flashbacks.
Yeah. I've stayed in worse places. I mean, to be fair, that wasn't the worst place I've ever stayed.
Stay in the bath in Leon. We won't go into that.
Oh, God, we should. But I did stay in the bath. That was probably the worst place I've ever slept, was in the bath. Especially
because we were going to share a bed.
Yeah, we were.
And sleeping next to me was so bad that you decided to curl up in the bathtub instead.
And the bath wasn't even a full-size bath, if you remember.
And you're a big man.
I'm a big old boy.
You take up a fair old bit of space.
Yeah.
You could have come back, spooned with me.
That wasn't possible, though, was it, Will?
No, it wasn't.
Because you weren't really in bed, were you? You were half in and half out.
I was half in a different dimension,
I think. You were fucking half. This is why I want to tell this story, but again, this is one of those things that me and Will would have to heavily edit before we release it to the wild. But it is, you know, it's just, Will had a fantastic night. And we all had a good night.
Oh, we did.
I think everyone had a good night,
I just had a better night.
Until Will got back to our hotel room. And, you know, that's probably why I would never go to Magaluf. I was going to say, yeah, when you said, oh, yeah, I'd go to Magaluf, me and you. Yeah, I was like, yeah, yeah. Didn't think about Leon, did I?
You didn't think about the implications of what you've agreed to, mate.
Fuck that.
I like a pie.
You do like a pie. We have separate rooms, mate. That's absolutely fine.
Absolutely not. I refuse to go. The terms and conditions are you have to sleep in the same bed as me and you aren't allowed to sleep in the bathtub. I'm going to get one with just a shower cubicle.
That'd be
to see how far you will go.
That would literally be fucking
I'll get
better.
One just a sink. So you curled up like a fucking cat.
Like I'd agree to stay in a hotel
like
with just
cat
a sink.
In the fucking sink in the morning. Oh, I've had a lovely night's sleep. How was
I
your night,
Ethan?
I can
see why the cat's doing it. It's really nice in here. I will say, Will, the tap sort of got me in the back.
I'd pay 36 quid a night to see that.
You fucking would. Fucking hell.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I couldn't sleep next to you that night. You were dreadful.
It was awful, wasn't it? Yeah. Well, I woke up perfectly fine the next day.
That was the worst thing about it.
I had a little coffee, had a little sleep in the pub.
Look, we're already in the story now. We might as well fucking say about it.
No.
Oh, fuck me.
Another time.
All right, well, I'll move this on then, because otherwise we're going to blast through all that. And then by the time we're going to talk about it, we know this fucking story, guys. Why are you fucking...
We're just teetering. Little tease, mate.
Little fucking peek behind that curtain.
Little look into Pandora's box.
Yeah, man. February's a short month.
Yes.
And I've fucking already got no money.
Mm.
Madness, isn't it?
Yes. But the when you start seeing the positives to that is in March. Because the end of February, it won't depend. I get paid on the 27th. By that point, I've got a day and then I'm into March already. So it's actually the payday from February to March that is the short bit. So we'll see it in March. The good things with that.
Okay.
No one ever gets
I haven't
this.
Thought about that.
I know. Everyone says, oh, lovely February. Well, it doesn't fucking matter. You're still reeling from the effects of January. I've fucking blown your mind there, haven't I?
I didn't think this was going to happen this early on these podcasts.
I've fucking blown your tiny little mind there.
You really fucking have. You're right. Yeah. March is always better for me.
I know. Yeah. To March and we ain't got that little leftover 5 or 6 days after fucking getting paid.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. I always used to, because my birthday's beginning of March, isn't it? So I used to assume that March was better for me because I just got a bit of birthday money. So it was just eking me out a bit longer.
Nope.
No. It's because it's a better month.
Put them checks away, granddad. Sorted.
No, I don't have a granddad anyway. I don't really fucking matter. Let's not go into that. But that's a fucking Pandora's box.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'd still take the checks. I'd love them. That'd be great.
Oh, it depends how much, doesn't it? If it's only like tenner, It's not worth going to cash it in, is it? Why are we still using checks? I don't fucking know.
Do you know what I mean? It's fucking... There's cryptocurrencies out there now.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not going to go into it. It's really boring. I am doing a bit of trading.
He loves a bit of cryptocurrency.
Oh, fucking love it.
You fucking love it, mate.
Very strange market at the moment. But
stay up with bloodshot eyes, staring at a screen of fucking graphs.
Isn't it?
Look, it's alien to me, mate.
I'm enjoying it. I really don't. It's fun.
Well, it's making money, isn't it?
Well, maybe. Not at the moment, it's not. Everything's red light.
Little effort.
Yeah, just a lot of stress. I do wake up in the night, don't I, and have to fucking check things. I'm like, how's it going?
Sweating.
Oh, mate, I sweat a lot, though. I've told you this before. I've sweat. Point.
Oh.
Literally, sometimes Grace will wake me up and I'll be like, it'd be like I've just got the shower. Horrible night sweat sometimes. And I don't know why, because I'm not usually dreaming. I don't dream very much. Yeah, just wake up covered in it.
Maybe she's playing a prank on you, mate.
I fucking hope so.
Just fucking hosing you down in the middle of the night.
I'd prefer that.
Than got him again.
Yeah.
Just has a little giggle to herself. Oh, darling, are you wet? Oh, let me get you a towel, she says.
Didn't even wake up.
Just a little psychopath running to the bathroom to get you a towel.
Laughing a little tit to
yeah. Oh.
I've got him again.
Fooled him again.
That'd be such Meanwhile, a horrible mind fuck.
Meanwhile, you're fucking Googling, am I dying?
Yeah, isn't it?
Night sweats.
I'm doing tests at the doctors every day. Like, come on, there's got to be something wrong with me. Somebody help me, I'm losing fluids.
Bloody hypochondriac, mate.
Isn't it? I can fucking, that's what she wants. That must be what it is. But fucking, we've got cryptocurrencies. We've got fucking instant bank transfers. Why the fuck are people using checks? Fuck checks.
It makes no fucking sense.
Checks were good back in all days.
My granddad still sends checks.
Really?
Yeah, and he is the most technophobic person. And the only person I've ever heard to claim that they're not a technophobe. Because most people don't have to, like, say it that much. Do you know? Yeah. Oh, I'm not a technophobe. He always says it.
And as he says it again.
As he says it, yeah. Yeah. Usually people just doesn't come up in conversation. No. Oh, I'm not a technophobe.
No, yeah.
Because most of us have got computers in our fucking pockets.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I fucking rang him the other day. And he rang me off his mobile because I left him my number. Written down.
Yeah. Not technified, though.
No, he's not a technified.
He still writes his numbers down in his phone book.
Yeah, in fucking hieroglyphs.
So now we're
that's,
good
the, that's the only language he understands.
Yeah. He still speaks Latin.
But, so he rings me. I was busy. I didn't pick up.
Yeah.
Went to ring him back. No less than 2 minutes after he'd... like the phone call had ended, and he turned his phone off. he picks it up, turns it on to make a phone call, then immediately turns it off.
Oh, look,
like it's gonna fucking hack his house, you know. He's gonna get his fridge is gonna turn on him when he's getting the eggs out for an omelette or something. I don't fucking know.
Why is your phone still on?
Yeah, the oven's gonna start fucking acting funny towards him.
He actually turns his phone off after every use. That's ridiculous. That's not the point of a mobile phone.
Fucking ludicrous. It's less useful than a fucking landline.
It really is, isn't it? What the fuck's he doing? Have you heard from him since?
Well, I rang him straight back.
Yeah.
And I obviously realised he'd turned his phone off. So I rang him back on the house phone and he picked up.
Oh, good.
The one attached to the bloody wall.
Yeah.
Like...
the one with the copper going to.
Yeah, with the little pigtail... with a little pigtail cord on it.
Yeah. I'm glad you said he's alive. Because I was going to...
Oh, he's alive.
I was going to make the joke. So maybe he had a fall. Maybe that's why he turned his phone off.
Oh, but... fucking... Oh, let's ring him back. I'm glad. Don't matter. I won't be able to get hold of him. He's turned his phone off.
Yeah. He's got one of those cords. Well, I'll just take the battery out. Save the fucking electricity.
Yeah.
But mate, no, you need that.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't get it. He doesn't understand the premise. And I'm pretty sure, fucking ages ago, I'm talking years now, I got, I had to decipher a message, and it was like half in capitals, half in lowercase.
Was he doing that SpongeBob meme to you, was he?
It was exactly like that. And I think it read, "Hi, it's Grandad." But it was so fucked up that I could just barely recognise it. I messaged back. Is this Grandad? This is Will. Is this Grandad? Obviously, Alice's phone switched off, so it didn't fucking matter. But he tried to text me. And it just come out. The only text.
See, my grandma's the opposite. She's got an iPad. She's got an iPhone.
Oh no, I know. She Skypes me quite often.
Does she?
Yeah.
God, I hope she don't listen to this because grandma might listen to this. She's the one that might.
I've told her all about it.
Awful. But she's got a phone. She's like, she knows what she's doing. Ish. I still have to go around and help her, but she's absolutely fine. Mm. But like, do you know what I mean? She's actually quite good with technology. My dad's worse than my grandma. Yeah, yeah. But I think mainly because he just don't give a shit. So he's
stubborn.
Stubborn, yeah. Mm. Yeah. I keep teaching him the same things about, you know, a dozen times before eventually he gives up and I just do it.
Tries to do it. Gets angry, shouts at it.
And then I take over and I just think, you know what? I'll just always do it. There's no point in you trying, is there?
Fuck it. I don't blame you, mate.
Yeah. Well, I'm good with that sort of thing. Yeah, sort of my job, so I sort of know what I'm doing with that technical stuff.
Yeah, you just Google it before you do it, mate.
100%.
Stealing a living.
Literally.
Absolutely robbing a living.
That's just how you do it.
Just fucking winging it. Yeah. Day in, day out, 9 to 5.
24/7, 9 to 5. Yeah, 10 to 11.
12 on a Thursday, 12 on a Friday.
Oh, we finished early.
Never on weekends. Sometimes not even on a Monday.
Sometimes not, sometimes not.
Stealing a living. Absolutely robbing it.
But it's horrible when you become the IT guy of the family. It's like, everyone's like, a bit like what I've done to you today, Will. Hey, you deal with stuff like that, heats and cools there. Could you see if you could fix my heater? Like, it's like...
Yeah, but did you see how minimal effort I put in?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I made sure I'd noted that.
When I'm not getting paid.
That's going on the appraisal form.
did no work for no money.
Disgusting.
Selfish, really, isn't it?
Really selfish. But as soon as, like, just turning the router on and off, suddenly... Like, as a kid, it's like, well, you know about computers, don't you? But, well, no, because I have... No,
that's it. Really. You've been donned as the computer wizard for the rest of your fucking life.
Yeah, because I can press an on-off switch. You know what I mean? A lot of ICs, I mean, most, you know, some ICs are incredibly complicated. I'm not going to, you know. But a lot of it's so fucking easy and bullshit. Mm. It's just, it annoys
what you do
me. It. Yeah, it annoys me, though. That's why I don't do it very much anymore. Annoys the hell out of me. Boring. IT support's boring. Don't like it. So, yeah. So remember, so this week we so before we haven't spoken about this yet, I don't think, but we had a flood on Christmas Eve, didn't we?
Was
it Christmas Eve? Day
before
Christmas
Eve. Day before Christmas Eve. Last little fuck you from 2020.
Yeah, it was nice, wasn't it?
Oh, days from the end, crawling towards the finish line.
Almost there.
Oh, flood.
Oh, lovely. We were at Christmas shopping.
We had the locusts last week. We had the locusts the week before.
It's fucking horrible.
Yeah, fucking Moses turned up, wading through the garden. But he didn't, he parted it.
Yeah, for him. And then just like,
yeah.
And
he's
like,
I'm done, I'm here now. All over the fucking tiles. Moses, what are you doing, mate?
Yeah, he's like, it's not my problem, not my ass, is it? Yeah, it looks right for my ass.
You fucked the tomato plants.
Fucking Moses.
Selfish cunt.
We were at Christmas shopping. We had a fucking trolley full of shit. Well, you know, food. It was not Christmas shopping in the sense of...
Desperately trying to find crisp wrapping paper.
Yeah, wrapping paper and mulled wine. My name,
we had to settle for brown birthday paper, didn't we?
Well, actually, I got quite a lot of compliments about that. Because the brown paper is a lot more eco-friendly. Because
Know anyone could put this little effort into wrapping.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
Applause.
You literally have a new standard of laziness. Well done, sir. Bravo.
I didn't know you could put this little effort into anything, actually. You've really surprised me there, Ethan.
I'm sort of proud.
It's so chic. Yeah, I got the same. Oh, I like that wrapping paper. Oh, yeah. Good. I chose it especially.
Yeah. Well, my aunt and uncle said, oh, it's very eco-friendly because you haven't got all the plastic and all the shit. And I hadn't really thought of that. And obviously, that wasn't why we did it. The reason we did it was because...
we were desperate.
Yeah, that's all we had.
Yeah. But... I had to fight off a single mother with two kids to get that. It was the last.
all 8 rolls of it. Yeah. It was. But we got a call from Grace and the conservatory had flooded. It'd been raining. It'd been raining for like, I think it was about 100 days, was
40
it?
40 days, 40 nights.
It was mental.
It was biblical, mate.
It really
fucking
was.
Biblical.
It's just been horrible. And then so we got, you know, the kitchen, the conservatory was just full of water. So all the stuff had to be moved out. And finally the insurance company, you know, I had to get the insurance company to sort out the damage, right?
So we broke a few more things.
Yes, we broke, not the whole house out. I said, well, that was the flood.
So look what it's done.
A tsunami.
Oh, my Lamborghini got fucking washed away.
My Mona Lisa got destroyed, which was really annoying. And I had a three original Charizards on the conservatory floor just hanging about there. That's
fucking Les Paul went down the drain.
Oh, mate, all of it.
Didn't even think it could fit.
Oh, my MacBook Pro 17
inch. Can do.
Oh, mate. Yeah, gets everywhere, doesn't it? Really creeps in, doesn't it? But the insurance company came in, right, to come and fix the conservatory this week. And I say this week, they started last week, didn't they? And they started on the Wednesday after we recorded the podcast.
Yeah,
so that's what we didn't talk about last week. So it was quite boring.
It hadn't happened yet. Bloody amazing if we had started talking.
They started on the fucking Wednesday, right? They fucking apparently dry the floor or whatever they're doing, and they fucking get it all sorted, right? So I'm like, safe. And obviously they didn't come back, did they?
No.
Until now this week. But in between,
you had to have a 2-day rest, mate.
For some reason.
Worn out,
isn't it? And in between, they'd made a big song and dance about us getting a Portaloo for the builders. Yeah, massive song and dance. We have to have it because we don't have a downstairs toilet. We've got one bathroom. It's upstairs. That's where you're shitting.
Well, now we have got a downstairs toilet.
Well, yeah, outside in the garden. We've got a nice little outhouse, haven't we?
Silver lining, mate.
But this is the point, right? So it gets delivered afterwards. So I'm a bit peeved. I've got a bloody Portaloo on the drive. Yeah, they came back on Monday. They reckon they've completed this week's work in one day. Well, I'll tell you what, they haven't. I went out and inspected earlier on, and we're aware they've re-pointed up the tiles.
You're that guy, are you?
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck
Get the magnifying glass out.
Well, no, I just had a look around to see what's... But it's already coming out of where they'd re-pointed up. It's already come out, like, dropped.
What, in the tiles outside?
Yeah.
Fucking really?
Yeah, man, that's what I mean, right? It's... And then this morning, I'm about to go to work, right? This big fucking... Picker van comes, flatbed lorry, Portaloo people again. So I go to the guy and say, mate, you coming to get this already, are you? Same guy he said, no, I'm just here to service it. I said, service it?
It
no one's fucking used it.
Well, I think we should get some use out.
Mate, I'm going to have a shit and we go.
I was going to have a shower. Let me have a shower first.
Yeah.
Have a gypsy wash in the sink.
We should reminisce.
Get a flannel and my
what we should do is, if it's still here this weekend, we should fucking put some music on outside and then just act like it's a festival.
Yeah,
only use their outside.
Oh, fantastic idea!
That's what we should do.
Fantastic idea.
Because that's
that suits you because you can't even have a piss in Portaloos. not in the urinal Portaloos.
No,
anyway.
No, I can't. It has to be.
Fucking hell!
I can't be.
So it takes me 2 minutes. We go together, don't we? Like.
Yeah,
we're like women in that way.
Yeah.
Go to the toilet together.
You have to. You've got to keep us company, haven't we?
Yeah. But I'll take 2 seconds, quick go to the urinal, and then I've got to stand there and wait for you for 3 hours.
Yeah, while I'm in a queue for a fucking cubicle. Yeah. I know. Mate, and I understand it's really frustrating for you, but it's as frustrating for me because I just can't piss anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, when you go to people like to talk to you, don't they?
Yeah, and I don't want to be spoken to.
What bands are you here to see? hold on. Literally any other time of the day, mate. Any other I'm here
this.
For 3 days.
Yeah.
All right. Couple nights.
Come meet me.
I'll tell you where my tent is. You come find me any other time, we'll have this conversation. I'll get us a couple of cans of beer. We can sit on the grass and have this conversation. Not what I've got my cock in my hand, mate.
In it. People don't get it.
I'm there to do a job.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I want to get in, get out. It's not a particularly nice job.
No. We all have to do it.
People are missing and there's people pissing up the fence and all sorts. So there's mud that's soggy and you don't know if that's rain or piss. Yeah. More than likely it's piss.
Probably.
The urinals are just there for show. It just goes straight down the bottom. Yeah.
It's like the fucking beginning of what's it, Slumdog Millionaire, when it's just shitting into that.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I know what you mean. Yeah. So yeah, it's like that. And yeah, you get some guy talking to you. You're like, come on, mate.
I hate it, mate.
Bit of decorum at the urinal, please.
I think there's just
some unspoken rules, isn't there?
I feel, yeah.
Maybe they need to be spoken.
I was literally about to say that. Can we just speak a couple of rules, bathroom etiquette?
I think so.
I think we should, I'll have one.
I think we can change the world here, Ethan.
Well, fuck it. Well, if more than two people
listen to this.
We can
make this a safe place for you to piss in a urinal.
Oh, God, I just love that. Just love to have
mainly build some walls around.
That'd be the best thing, yeah. But obviously, I could just
blast some white noise in there.
Yeah.
Maybe some whale song.
Give everyone blinkers as they're walking. I just think,
it's like a horse that spooks easily.
Yeah. Don't stand too close to me.
I will
kick you.
Oh, don't stand behind Ethan.
He don't like
not
it.
Not while he's having a piss. He's got his blinkers on. He's got his... He's got his round noise.
Someone's just feeding me a carrot. That's a pissing.
Having you a sugar cube.
Yeah. Make sure it's the palm. Don't get the fingers.
Fucking ludicrous.
I do it honestly. I can't.
I like that.
I think I could
easily live that life with you. I think we could have a happy life together doing that.
It sounds the most relaxing piss I've ever had. It sounds lovely. But I think even like, I'd even like, going for a shit in a public place, right? Mm. I'm very comfortable with it. I don't care anymore. But back in the day, I was very conscious about it. When I was younger, very conscious. I was just like, I want it.
I'm quite a shy pooper myself.
Yeah. But there'd be people, when I used to work in an office full of other people, when we all used to work in an office full of other people, people would walk in, so I'd be trying to have a poo, and somebody walk in, oh, you're right, Jerry. Oh, Jeff, how's it going?
Oh, people feel what the need to have a fucking conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me about it.
Why?
Same on site. And they talk louder than they normally do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you do.
Jeff, I haven't seen you in 5 minutes since I saw you outside the toilet.
Are you going canteen? Yeah, I'm going canteen.
But my voice has got exponentially louder since then.
Is it the echo? No, it's my stupidly loud voice.
No, I'm just a cunt.
Have a nice shit, lads. Fucking horrible, horrible.
Yeah, and you feel like... I feel really self-conscious. Yeah. I'm like, do they know I'm here? Are they going to be quite startled when they try the door? It's locked.
Yeah.
Someone's been in here listening to our conversation the whole time. I wasn't. I was just there having a shit.
Yeah.
Let me make that very clear. But now you've made me feel suspicious.
Yeah.
Bit of a shady character, like I'm hiding in toilets listening. Eavesdropping.
Why am I doing this? Why am I hiding in this toilet? I should get out.
And I'm an overthinker anyway. So my thoughts just tumble and snowball, and I'm there shaking, having a panic attack in the middle of a fucking stool on site.
Just kick the door open. Stop it! Just stop it! Please! What's that last door? Sorry.
But I think we need to stop that. Stop conversations in toilets. We don't meet.
I love that.
We don't meet in toilets.
No.
We don't do it anymore.
They're a private place.
I'll go so far as to say, ignore everyone.
Yes.
Even if it's your best mate you haven't seen for 5 years, wait outside. You haven't seen him for 5 years, another couple of minutes will be fine, mate.
Exactly that. He won't want to talk to you after 5 years. Your first meeting or your first social encounter should not be.
No. If someone started talking to me after 5 years and started talking to me in the toilets... I would continue to blank them for another 5 years.
Mm. I want to point out as well, this might only be specific to male bathrooms. I think for judging from like female friends and my girlfriends.
Well, I think female bathrooms are a bit more nice.
I think they're more...
They're a bit lovelier.
But I think there's more... There's more sharing. As in, you know, have you got any toilet paper? Well, that's more shit.
Sharing and caring.
Yeah. It's just, you know...
It's just bollocks in the male toilets.
Yeah.
See the match at the end? Do you see that match of the weekend? No! Bloody hell!
No, you know what? No. You've got nothing I need or want in this toilet.
That. Yeah. Stop that. That I is don't small need talk.
Yeah. I don't
that
want
small talk.
That can
be done anywhere.
Oh, mate.
This is a holy
If you're
going
to wait outside
sir.
The toilet, don't wait too close to seem like you're cottaging, of course, because that's not how it is. Let's be clear.
Have you encountered that problem before?
Well, I was, yeah. When I was a kid.
When I was cottaging.
When I was a kid. When I used to cottage on the wing. No, when I was a kid, I remember my... one of my mum's... my old stepdad. He... we'll call him that as want of a better of anything else. And
someone that your mum used to shag.
Oh, let's not
say
that.
That's what I prefer to call it.
Let's not say that. There's only one.
Someone that used to bore your mother out.
Don't. Oh, crumbs. Oh, I'm going to keep this in. If my mum listens to this, you'll have her to answer to. Okay, give me your direct dial. Oh, she's already got it.
Getting there before I do. It's cheap. It's just a cheap joke that I will continue to make until the day I die. I know it's cheap. I know it's uncouth.
But you love
it. I know it doesn't take any thought, but I still like it.
Yeah, fair play.
I still enjoy it because you still hate it.
Well, I just remember we were at a fucking like Hunstanton or a theme park. So, by the way, I hate Hunstanton. We'll go into that at some point, but I fucking hate it there. I was waiting, I think, for my mum to come out of the toilet or whatever, and I stood what I thought was next to the toilet. What are you doing? That's weird.
What, to a child?
To me.
How old were you?
8.
Oh, well, you were probably 7 foot tall at 8, though, weren't you? Full fucking beard.
Yeah. Wait, block. What? Yeah, to be fair.
It's a fully grown man. Came up to you and called you weird.
He was like, oh, you shouldn't be standing so close to a woman's bathroom. I was like, oh, okay. What? Oh, it's weird. Oh, fucking hell.
That sounds like he stands too close to women's bathrooms. He's a little bit guilty. He's got a guilty conscience there, isn't he?
I was very young, and I just thought, what do you think I was doing? I was fucking like 7.
Yeah, but
like
people are fucking morons, mate.
People are morons.
100%. I mean, I'm a moron sometimes.
Yeah.
But
so am I.
I keep my shit out of other people's business. Keep my shit out of other people's shit.
If there was like a middle-aged person like standing in the doorway of a female's toilet, I'd be going, buddy, what are you doing there, mate? You probably want to move out the way of that door.
If he's there having a wank, I'll probably leave that as well.
Join in?
No, call the fucking police, obviously. Yeah.
I remember like when we were moving Grace's house out of London.
I think I know this story. I love it.
It's fucking. I got a big green coat on, right? And I had some like my painting jeans on. I weren't looking my best. Yeah, I was moving stuff around. So I just had my scruffs on. I was just, you know, shit on. I had my horrible blue Etnies. I've got those skate shoes. They're like a size too small for me, but I just wear them because they're just shit. But they've lasted forever. And I was moving something out of the car. Grace had gone back in. I was putting something in and out, trying to Tetris everything back into the car because the removal van had gone. And the woman just, oi, oi, fucking startled me.
She barked at you.
Oi, yeah. I turned around. I was like, what's this? You all right? And she's like, just staring me out. And I'm
are
like,
you worrying at? Calm down.
All right? I'm holding this like bag and I'm just like, she's staring each other out. And I said, oh.
Was it a brown paper bag?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. full
bottle of cider.
Out of it. Yeah, and I had her needle out my arm. I had my hat on, the hat I'm wearing now. But my beard wasn't cut or anything. It was straight. And she was like just staring me out. And I was just like, and I started walking. He's like, you're right. And she was just, and she's saying something. And I can't hear very well. So I started walking a bit closer. Don't come any closer. I was like, no, I'm not coming any. I'm not trying to get you. I just can't hear you. I'll just speak up a bit then, you know. He's like, what are you doing? Do you know that girl? And I was like, yeah, we're moving out. Is that your car? Yeah. Oh, I think I've misread the situation. She thought it was a fucking homeless man nicking shit from someone's car, man. I thought, shit.
I love that story.
Fucking
I
hell.
Absolutely love that story.
Is
it quite an affluent part of London?
Yeah, nice part of London. Yeah, yeah, it was in Clapham.
And you turn up.
I'll turn up in my fucking,
your fucking,
my fucking scruffs.
Your two small etnies.
Yeah.
Your paint-covered fucking tracky bottoms.
Stumbling around trying to fucking put things into a car.
Sliding into people's Mercedes-Benz.
Stupid. I get it. I get why she thought. I mean, I did look fucking homeless.
She's probably worried for your missus.
Yes, yeah.
So fair play.
Fair, yeah, but that's a good...
But not everyone's a homeless sex attacker.
No.
I mean, you know...
That's a big leap.
So I just suddenly I'm a little zest in there.
Attack, yeah.
A little seasoning.
I hope this doesn't become a thing. Ethan Grice, the homeless sex attack.
Only stories that pertain to you, mate. Because you know me. You know I'm joking.
That's madness, though. Anyway, so yeah, I was a homeless guy for a little bit there, apparently. Fucking people.
Driving a Mercedes-Benz, moving out of a Clapham flat.
See ya.
Those rumours are true.
Yeah.
You know, everyone thinks, oh, they beg on the street and then jump in a Mercedes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's because
that's
of you,
me.
Mate.
That's me. That's
because of you. That woman started that rumour.
I should stop
she went,
busking.
Oh, no, you don't want to give her money. Yeah. I saw this heroin addict hanging around.
Right, skaghead. I saw him shoot up with my own eyes, actually.
The story just gets it more and more embellished every time she tells it. and he jumps into a Boeing 747 and flew away, the bastard.
That's why we'll never know that.
Well, he's not short of a penny, is he?
Yeah. It's so mad. It's so mad.
We've all got holiday homes in Tenerife.
Isn't it? Why do people think like that?
Three-story flats in London.
Was that actually a thing? Did that ever happen? Where was a homeless guy caught out for not actually being homeless or something? Where
did that rumour start? I don't fucking know. But I think if you get to the point where you think, oh, bloody hell, that's a good idea, I'll beg on the streets for a bit of cash, a bit of spare change, you've probably earned your money. It's a shit shift,
yeah.
Being on the streets, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to do it.
No, I wouldn't.
You can pay me enough to do it.
No, I don't understand what would, unless you needed to, and unfortunately homeless people do.
I don't get it, but people do weird things. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know?
Fucking people are odd.
So it potentially could be a thing.
Maybe.
And I don't, do you know what? I wouldn't doubt it. Humanity is fucking...
It's terrible, isn't it?
We've strayed so far from Jesus.
We watched a horror film, didn't we? Recently.
We've watched many horrors.
Well, the most recent one, His House. Remember watching His House?
Is that about the asylum seekers
in
London?
Yeah.
It's a fucking awful film.
Rubbish, isn't it?
It's not even remotely scary.
It's not a horror film.
It's not horror.
No. I mean...
The scariest thing about that is that the way the asylum seekers were treated...
Yeah, that was horrific.
And I'm not sure if that's the correct term, refugees or asylum seekers. I'm not 100% sure, to be honest.
No, I don't know.
Because I can't remember the film that well. It was that forgettable.
I think it's asylum seekers.
But the way they were treated, that was the scariest thing, because it's probably quite close to the truth.
Yeah, yeah. If that's the horrific part of it. Yeah,
yeah.
That was the only horror element to it. No, if that was a snapshot of today's society of how asylum seekers, refugees have to go through, you know, how they go through the system.
Yeah.
Truly horrific. But shouldn't be in the horror section on Netflix.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Should be like a sort of a...
Political commentary.
Yeah, perfect. Political commentary, yeah. Not horror.
Which I like.
Yeah.
I like a bit of
political
conversation.
100%. If you know you're going into that, though, like if you're going to go into watch something about politics, then you're like, oh, I'm going to enjoy this. But you wouldn't go into like, oh, fucking hell, I can't wait to go watch SpongeBob SquarePants and suddenly it's all about the fucking politics of Nigeria.
You'd
be like, what? No, I don't want to watch this. Do you know what I mean? It's different. You know, it's a different
thing.
Although
it may be interesting.
Yeah.
That's not what I came here for.
Exactly that. Walking into Starbucks and asking them for a fucking... What don't Starbucks make? A fucking video. Why would I do that? You're in the wrong place.
No,
you should be in Blockbuster.
Anymore,
you should be in Blockbusters. What's Blockbusters? I don't know. What? I'm from the past? What year is it?
Who am I?
Help me.
Curse these
hands. I miss fucking Blockbusters.
Oh, I used to love a Blockbusters.
Because you'd go to the horror section there and it'd be horror films. Wouldn't be so
I was never old enough.
Commentary.
You fucking wouldn't have been old enough.
No, I'm just saying. That was more for comedic effect.
Oh.
But we used to go to Blockbusters every other Friday with my dad. We used to get a fucking...
Bloody hell, someone grew up rich.
Someone fucking Domino's.
I think I only went round when I went round my auntie's.
Is that it?
And she'd take us, yeah.
Well, we used to every other week, every 2 weeks. Because I only saw my dad once every 2 weeks.
Neglected,
so it'd be a little treat,
mate.
I suppose. Yeah, but you didn't come from a broken home. Your parents loved each other and stayed together.
Well, they stayed together. No, they're wonderful. I love my parents.
Yeah. I love your parents too, especially your mum. See, I'll get back in on those jokes.
My mum will probably listen to this.
I know, and that's why, Alexandra Bowen, I will never say anything so horrible about you upon this podcast. You're a wonderful woman. You've born a lovely son.
She's a bloody saint.
Who is sometimes a bit of a prick.
On the odd occasion.
On the very, very odd occasion. More than, yeah, quite frequently. But yeah, it's the film itself, it wasn't very good, was it? It wasn't.
No.
It just wasn't. There was a scary bit where
incredibly forgettable.
One jump wasn't there in the whole film.
Mm.
Are we just desensitized to horror films? Do you think?
Yes, almost certainly. Almost certainly.
Yeah.
It's like when you like. I remember watching The Conjuring for the first time, that first shat myself.
Yeah.
By the time I see the witch's face, I'm going, "Oh, it's this bitch again."
Yeah.
Chasing him. You'd
but,
just be bored of her by that point. Yeah, fuck off.
Have you seen...
Piss off, you minging cow. Get away from me.
Please, I need to go to sleep.
I'm trying to have a kip here. I've got work in the morning, right? I've got to get on the M25 for 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. All right, you don't see me coming clapping in your fucking ear. Come down to the basement.
Well, you're trying to sleep.
Yeah.
It all day, may I add, while I'm at work.
Yeah.
Who do you think's paying for this house?
Ain't it? Slamming doors like she yeah. fucking pays rent. Get the fuck out. And with today's rent prices, you fucking would tell her and all. That'd be the scariest thing, wouldn't
that
it?
That would be, yeah. And she goes, you
oh, no, do you break that? Look at you this. Break that fucking latch? We can fix it. All right?
Do you know why? Well, look at this bill.
I don't know what you're gawking.
That's how much you're paying.
Mouth open. Yeah.
She'd be like, when I lived here, it was nowhere near this price. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Right.
Are you going to get a job? No, you're not, are you?
Yeah.
So you better fucking stop slamming these doors.
Get back to the underworld. Which is probably cheaper.
It probably is.
Probably.
I've not seen a good horror film in such a long time. Hereditary was the last one that I thought was any good.
I didn't think that was even that good. I mean,
maybe if you saw it in a cinema.
It was all right. But then I'm like, the things that freak me out, the paranormal. And I've never seen a ghost. I don't know if I believe in them. I wouldn't fuck about with them. I'd never do a Ouija board.
I'd never do a Ouija board.
Oh, God.
We don't know enough.
No. I know, and I'm intelligent enough to know not to fucking do it.
Yeah.
Just in case.
I think there is a...
Because if nothing happens, then it's going to be boring anyway.
Yeah.
And if something happens, cursed.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Cursed by a demon.
Yeah.
Well, fuck that, and they're your two options. Either nothing happens and you're bored, or you spend the rest of your life cursed.
Yeah. I'd prefer not to ever be cursed.
No. And if nothing's going to happen, all right, I'll go sit on the sofa for an half hour. I don't know.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Just exist in a dark room or something.
Yeah.
I quite like doing that anyway.
There is really no in between.
No,
I was always
exactly.
told you must, but if the ghost won't go in a Ouija board and you keep saying leave and it keeps going no, so we have to burn the board and apparently that shuts it off. But how do we know? What's the
why
test?
Would you even fucking risk it?
Oh, people do though, don't they?
Because what if it doesn't work? Mm. I'm sorry, but the internet lies sometimes.
Fucking too right. Have you seen
people have read it? What should I do?
Bleaching strawberries now.
Sorry?
Is there so many bits, people are putting these fake food shit up and it's like, oh, make white strawberries by bleaching them. And do you know what, it's just, why are you putting it on
How
your
How the fuck have we jumped to that?
Sorry, that was just for...
Fucking what?
You're talking about the internet lying.
Oh, I see.
But yeah, the internet lies about shit. It's just, and why would you trust?
I just wouldn't. People have read it. I'm haunted. LOL. WTF.
WTF.
What the fuck should I do about it? Oh, what you want to do,
Yahoo
mate?
Yahoo answers.
Yeah, what you want to do, mate? You want to roll the board up and you want to stick it out your bum.
Yeah.
And then that'll sort it out, mate.
Yeah. Okay, I've done that. Now what do I do?
Yeah. What next?
Yeah, innit?
Do you know what I mean? It's innit? Just, I wouldn't fucking risk it.
You can't trust anyone, can you?
It's probably all bollocks.
Yeah. But I still wouldn't do it. I would not do it.
But... My original point was, I like the paranormal. So, The Woman in Black scared the fucking shit
good
out
film.
Of me. Just
scary, though. Good film, though.
Creeping across the... Where she scuttles.
Yeah.
Scuttling.
Yeah.
But that was only 15. That scared me, though. Daniel Radcliffe's acting was the... probably the scariest part.
Bless him. Bless him.
Yeah. No, not bless him.
He's
probably a multi-millionaire and he's shit at his job.
He is.
I'd love the privilege.
Well, ask Boris Johnson how he's doing then. go after him and the rest of his fucking Conservative cabinet.
Oh, no, let's not fucking get into that. Save that for episode 6. We'll have to do that on a weekend with a bottle of rum.
Apparently, some of the new fucking Daniel Radcliffe films he's done where it's been a bit more like an indie film. Apparently they're quite good.
Are they?
But yeah, I've not tried them.
Is he playing a boresome fuck?
Yeah, I think so.
Because that's probably why.
That's probably why, yeah. He's playing
a boresome,
himself.
Maybe a robot. I think he'd do quite good at that.
I mean,
because he is very robotic.
He is. And the nice thing is, I suppose, he's not a bad guy. He's not come out. He's, you know, he's a child star. I think he dabbled a bit with alcohol.
Oh,
but apart from that,
bloke,
he was
sure.
a good bloke. You know what I mean? He's not gone off the rails.
But we're allowed to critique him. Surely.
I think,
like him.
Yeah.
I'd go for a pint with him.
I'd do what you want.
But if you started trying to act in front of me.
Yeah, well, how would that situation arise? You'd be like, I was doing this part and I'll just quickly do the scene for you so you can gauge the context. Imagine that.
Be like, Daniel, mate, have a fucking pew.
Yeah.
Have a little pew, mate, and have a little think about what you're about to do. I'll come here for a stellar artois. had a chat with my mate Danny Boy.
Fucking hell.
Come for a pint of Peroni.
Please don't unleash
listen, mate, I don't start fitting aircon in front of you. All right.
Difference is I do my job well, all right?
I don't want to see it, mate. Keep working the workplace. That's what I say. All the time, if you remember.
That is your catchphrase, isn't it?
That is. William, keep working the workplace, Bowen. That's what they cry.
Comes downstairs morning, you alright? Week at work. Oh, that's a doubly word. I'm keeping my work at work. Thank you very much. Oh, all right, Will. Yeah.
But that fucking scared me. And that was only a 15. But the jumpy, the paranormal nature of it all, yeah. The cursedness of it.
Yeah.
I like that. The Conjuring scared the shit out of me. I think after that, once I saw The Conjuring, it wasn't scary. Oh, what's the one where he travels in his sleep?
Memento?
No. That's about a bloke with amnesia, for a start.
So,
very close. You were so close. Literally millimetre.
What?
No, it's... Insidious.
Oh.
That scared the fucking
Insidious
shit out of me.
Insidious 1 scared the shit out of me.
Oh, yeah. After that, but I didn't watch Insidious 2.
Oh, I did. It wasn't
very good. Did you?
Yeah, I didn't like it. It's just nothing like, it's just, I feel, maybe it's just being desensitized and I just watch them and now I'm just a bit like, oh, well, it's just really, really boring.
Well, after the first one, it's like, oh, they've done the same thing again.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another 4 of these films. I can't wait to watch this again 5 more times.
Yeah, innit?
Brilliant.
Saw 25.
Oh, see how much more milk we can get out of that. Fucking
those fucking franchises.
I know.
I used to love Saw. I was well invested in the Saw films.
See, Saw's not that scary though.
No, it's
I wouldn't even
gory.
Say it's a horror. It's just like
it's a gore film.
Gory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit horror. It's a bit scary, but it's, you know, it's not anything. But I did used to really love the Saw films. But when we got to Saw 87, I just thought, well, I really had enough of this. How many? There's only so many ways you can slice an arm, isn't there?
Yeah.
Or skin a fucking.
They have
torso.
To start putting letters after the numbers at this point.
Yeah, innit?
1847B.
It's just a serial.
There's an entire factory
now.
Somewhere.
It literally is.
It's the only place where you can rent a DVD of Saw.
There's too many to go online.
Itemized.
There's not
there's
the cloud
a, there's a full
space
staff
for it.
Just to keep track of them.
Isn't it? It's mad. Just after that, just like, John Kramer, do you want to play a game? He dies, doesn't he? And then he comes back to life in some way or someone.
Does he?
It's just, mate, I don't know if he actually comes back to life.
I've watched bits of some of them.
But it's almost, what they've done is, they're like, because he dies on, I think it's in like Saw 20. And then in Saw like 32, there's like, John Kramer has planned all these things out for the next 50 years. No, he hasn't. You're just fucking eking it out, mate. No, he's not. No one's got the foresight to that. He was dying of cancer.
How did he have time to plan out that first bit?
Yeah.
Oversee all that.
Literally.
Build the contraptions.
All of that bollocks. He had one with one person helping.
The engineering feats that were involved in that.
With one, 2 men maximum.
Yeah. All that while he's dying and then have the time to plan out another 50 years of that.
Yeah.
Was it an annual event? Is he doing it every other week?
It's
work
madness.
That would involve that.
Somebody else takes over.
But he just fucking copied and pasted it.
Yeah, you would have thought so.
But then that shows in the film, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that's how they could get...
That's exactly what they...
Yeah. No, that, oh shit, we better stop this franchise.
Fuck it. Let's go back to the first one.
We're going to reboot it. We're going to do it live animation.
This is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Live studio audience.
Just hanging up. Holding up an applause sign. Laughter.
Have you ever been to a live recording of a show before?
No.
I have.
Have you?
It's a really weird experience.
Did it break the fourth wall for you?
A little bit, yeah. It's mad.
I think that would ruin
I went
it
to see
me.
Jonathan Ross being recorded.
Jonathan Ross.
It was him, Catherine Ryan, a guy from that dance group, and...
That dance group.
Just yeah,
the,
you know the one.
You know the one talent. That's... Yeah.
Diversity.
Yeah.
That one. And what's his face? Not Charlie Sheen. The actor Sheen.
Michael Sheen.
Is it Michael Sheen? The one that
his dad. Charlie Sheen's dad. Michael Sheen.
No, the Welsh actor.
Welsh.
Welsh. You know, who plays Tony Blair?
Oh, who am I thinking of then? There's definitely another Sheen. His dad's an actor as well. I think you are right. That is Michael Sheen.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. He was in Twilight.
That, no.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, he was. Mm. Yes. You know what I mean. Yeah.
I know what you mean.
He was there as well.
Yeah, right.
But okay. He's like, you know, you're told when to laugh and when to cheer, and you've got to like really amp things up, and then like halfway through the show and they're setting things up, the compere sort of does a, is it compere? I don't know. Compete, I think.
A compot.
The compots out there. Tell them, you know, with a competition with the audience, and all that sort of shit. It's really, really, really very weird. And right. Jonathan Ross is fucking vaping between every shot. They're like, cut. He's like, listen. Okay, right. Just go.
Okay, let me get some of the,
2 seconds.
Some more nicotine in me.
Right, okay, ready to go again. Vape goes back in the pocket. And he's done. And he goes again. And right. The amount of like stuff you on TV that you would see that looks seamless, it just isn't like they will just stop recording and then they'll quickly mess with his hair again and start again. But it seems absolutely seamless.
Yeah.
It's very, very crazy what they do. And also, like the set looked awful. Like it was, it looked dirty. Yeah.
Dilapidated.
But then you look on TV and it's brilliant.
Was it quite cold in there?
No, it was quite warm, to be fair.
Was it?
Yeah.
I always imagined them to be like cold, big warehouses.
They've been the big warehouses, but it was quite warm. Right. There's a lot of lights in there, so it's going to be warm in it. Shit loads of lights. But you know what I mean? Big, bright, you know, those big, bright studio lights.
Yeah.
Put off a lot of heat, don't they? So you're
going to be that's how they heat cooking eggs.
That's how they heat. It might be. Yeah. But it breaks. It's weird. It does break the fourth wall because you're sort of like, well, yeah, what's real and what isn't real?
Mm.
Fucking odd.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole again.
We are getting dangerously close to another 70 minutes podcast.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, we've been talking for 61 minutes. Just checked the time. I kept looking at the time. I was like, at 40 minutes, I thought.
I mean, my original point to this conversation was about horror films as well.
Oh, fuck me, yes.
Yeah. Innit?
So, yeah, horror films.
Yeah.
We just haven't seen a good one for a long time. We just haven't seen a good one. I don't know.
I mean, we can do what the fuck we want.
It's our podcast, isn't it?
For adults.
Isn't it?
Sometimes that's a bad thing.
Yeah, it's not very good.
Pancakes for dinner.
They were nice.
Or what'd you have for lunch? Oh, a packet of Cheetos. Packet of Cheetos and a Red Bull. We're allowed to make our own decisions.
Is that what you have for lunch? Packet of Cheetos and a Red Bull?
No, I had a lovely homemade chicken
wrap. Did you actually take your wrap in today?
And some birthday cake.
Oh, lovely. Pink princess birthday cake. I'm going to have some of that when I get home. I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, I looked at the clock when it was like 40 minutes and I was like, I'll wrap up in a minute. 62 minutes in.
Oh.
Oh, fucking hell. Should we do a couple of scenarios before we leave?
Shall we?
Should we end with that?
Yeah. Let me pour myself another little bottle.
I'm not going to have another
It's
one.
A Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. It's God's day.
We're Shrove Tuesday.
That's exactly what
and
it's
I'm giving up not drinking vodka on a Tuesday.
Is that what you're giving up?
I've decided I'm going to keep you.
Oh, thanks.
I'm not going to give up you.
Thank God for that. I was very worried. It's been plaguing me this whole episode, I've got to say.
Well, what? Be plagued no more.
Oh, I won't be.
I say.
I'm free of the plague.
I'm, if anything, I'm ramping up all my voices.
And that's what Lent's all about.
I'm giving up regulating myself.
Yeah. That's literally what Lent's about, isn't it?
Yeah,
do whatever the fuck you want.
wait for the fucking nonsense to ensue.
Isn't it? No, fair. So, right, a couple of fucking
scenarios.
A couple of scenarios.
Accordions
for legs or chainsaws for arms?
Ooh. Are these chainsaws constantly running?
No, you've got control over them.
Do I have to fill them up with fucking petrol?
No, your blood is used as the oil, so you don't have to.
Oil's one thing. We need some sort of fuel to fucking. Oh no, are they electric?
No, they just run. Just pumped for your blood pressure.
My heart has got to pump them as well. Fucking hell.
But you're all equipped for it.
I'll be dead by 40, wouldn't I?
Yeah, no, you're all equipped for it. Your
poor
fine.
Old heart just fucking give out. I've had to pump all this blood and I've had to run chainsaws.
Yeah, that's fair. It is a good point.
How much do you get out of the hat? Is that a 12 volt?
I don't know. Yeah.
12 volt.
I think you can actually, how much, I think you can work out how much electricity, how much electric current is produced by the heart.
Are you Googling how much, how many volts a heart would produce?
600 volts, about 4
volts. Fuck off. 600 volts?
Oh, no. No, 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 that's wrong.
You are winding me up.
I am winding up. That's right. That's,
I was going to say.
I skim red. That's
we
what
could,
I did.
We could fucking power some pretty big machinery with that.
I can't find it.
Have a fucking...
I'll research it.
Have a mains board in your back. In it. Charging companies stand there all day.
I don't know why we're burning all these fucking dinosaurs when we could just be...
tapping into the human
that's
heart.
What Elon Musk will be doing next, will he? Be like, right, I'm going to get a generator from your heart and we're going to be back, you're going to be pumping out in the background, you're going to be putting the electricity back in the system that will take you to the moon. What? You can play your Spotify into your eyeballs.
Oh, brilliant.
But chainsaws for arms or accordions for legs?
See, accordions for legs. Mm. Now, I'm thinking, like, work-wise, earning a bit of money. Mm. I can't earn a bit of money off accordions for arms. Mm-hmm. We know there's no money in music. We've been doing it long enough. Mm-hmm. There's fuck all. It's a black hole. People need people with chainsaws. Mm-hmm. Tree surgeons.
Mm-hmm. How would you get up?
That's all I can think of.
How would you climb the tree?
With my arms. Oh, my arms would be fucking huge.
Yeah, but you've got... How are you going to get up the ladders?
Chainsaws for legs.
Chainsaws for arms.
Oh, you said chainsaws for legs.
No, I didn't. I said
accordions for arms or chainsaws for legs.
No, no, no.
Is that not what you said?
No, chainsaws for arms or accordions
for legs. Oh, other way round. Yes. All got that wrong.
Do you know what I mean? That's what I mean. So you've got your arms and your chainsaws.
Well, I'd have to give up masturbating. I'm not sure I'm ready for that.
Accordions for legs is!
Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
You lose your hands.
Whoa. Unless I had a very understanding girlfriend who had a fetish for chainsaws or something, I don't fucking
know. That's, I'm sure that could be found.
Stranger things have happened. Mm.
Is that what you're going
earn
for?
Earn a bit of money.
So that's what you're going for, chainsaws.
Sling
for
a rope round me, rope me up, I'll fucking cut your tree. Sorted. Anyone starts on you, you've got chainsaws for arms. You can protect yourself with your chainsaw arms.
Yeah, fair enough.
Accordions for legs. Someone starts on you, you just run away.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
You look ridiculous. You wouldn't be able to run very fast.
That's literally why I'd pick accordions
up.
For legs.
Yeah.
I'd literally,
you're
I think
different,
that'd be brilliant.
So you get beaten up, like, bleeding.
Yeah. Imagine going to school.
As is the nature of with humanity.
With your accordion legs.
Just all sad.
It's just sounding like you're in an old French film constantly.
Life's in black and white. Yeah. Just a fucking black and white stripe thing, a beret, bit of garlic hanging down.
I'm still depressed. These accordions for legs have played my life.
So yes, chainsaws for arms.
Fair enough. I literally would have picked accordions for legs.
Would you? Have fun getting beaten up, according.
I know.
To
well, now you made me question my
I'll
decision.
I'll come protect you with my chainsaw.
Oh, that's fine. We've got best of both worlds then.
Fucking sorted.
We were busking
for those situations where we need both band. Chainsaws and accordions.
Well, one day,
two bodies attached.
One day that'll be needed. That'll be required.
We'll be there, and we'll be known as fucking heroes.
That is, yeah, yeah. We look like Chernobyl rejects. Right. What about? Would you keep a baby dragon? So if you found a baby dragon...
Yes, next question. Okay, cool. Absolutely.
Even with... They never stop growing. If we're going to talk about, you know, they're never going to stop growing.
Yes.
They're never going
to
stop growing.
I think we need to delve into this a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, now, in my mind, dragons are like any other animal. If you're with them with birth from very young,
yeah,
you raise them as your own.
Right. No. You can't
hold on.
You can't do that with a fucking bear, can you? Or a tiger?
Yes.
Can you?
Yes.
What?
There's people who can just sit with bears when they raise them from very young.
Have they been raised?
Almost any animal. I mean, I'm not even sure I'm right, but I'm fucking confident.
I'm glad, yeah, your confidence is literally put me on the back foot straight away. Because I was about to come in here really.
That's what I get you.
I was going to come in 2 foot. Yeah. I was going to come 2 foot.
Don't be ridiculous. Yeah. You can't raise a. I'm sorry, but we've seen. Tiger King.
But this is my point.
But he didn't raise them from young.
Some of them he did.
Yeah, some of them. And he could still walk amongst them.
I think you could walk amongst any animal. Is this the only dragon in the world?
You would create a bond with that dragon. Bring him some...
But you've not got him from a hat. You have not.
Eggs to eat. What do fucking lizards eat? Lizards.
In my question, it's a baby dragon, not an egg. So it's already.
No, I'm saying, what do they eat?
What do dragons eat?
Bring him some eggs, yeah, to eat. There you go. Feed him. Give him a little stroke. Give him a little head scratch.
Yeah.
Maybe bring him some peasants to eat. I don't know. Give him some villages to burn down. But I think you could create a bond with this. And I think if it was a dragon, I would make it my life's mission to create a bond with this animal. Because you can fly. Anyone fucks with you, you got a dragon. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with people fucking with me.
You really need protecting up there.
I'm obsessed with protection. It's someone after protecting? Me.
A lone chat.
Someone's been stalking me for days. I'm trying to find the most ludicrous
way out. If I chainsaw's frowns and a dragon, I'll be protected. From what?
What am I going to do about, I'm getting harassed every day? Well, I'm going to have to get a dragon. That's my first option. that's ridiculous. Dragons don't exist. I say, I'm going to have to get a fucking chainsaw for us then. You forced my hand here.
How else will I protect myself?
I'm not going to fucking karate classes. I simply haven't got the time.
I'm too busy for a formal educated training.
I'm too busy creating a bond with this dragon. Oh no!
Fucking hell!
No! I think if you could create, like I say, a bond with it, I think a lot of your problems in life would be sorted. That's all I'm saying. There'd be some way you could monetize that. Not in a bad way. Not like bears at the circus.
Only dragons.
Like, come look at this starved bear who we beat when you're all not watching.
Look at these donkeys walking around on their elbows.
It'd be like, you can peer at my dragon. Don't fuck with it, though. Because that's my dragon.
You're allowed to peer at my dragon. What?
The fuck wouldn't want to have a look at a dragon? I've got a dragon. Well, let's have a look. That's the first thing people would say. I'd say,
yeah, prove it.
For a fiver. Yeah. Or maybe a bit more, because it could probably cost a fucking fortune to feed a dragon.
Oh, man.
They're massive.
How much was it in Tiger King?
Have to fuel them.
Stick them back to How much did the Tiger King spend on meat?
Fortune, eh?
How much did the Tiger King spend on meat to feed all his tigers?
It was a lot. It was like
13 grand a month.
Like fucking tens of thousands a month, I think.
Imagine that for one dragon.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, I'd do the same. I'd go to Walmart and get all their, reduced fucking meat. Invite everyone round, make a pizza out of it.
The Dragon King. I am never going to financially recover from this.
People need burning. They can breathe fire.
Yeah.
I need something burning. I've got a fucking...
Do you need the opposite of a fireman?
Boy, have I got a thing for you. The thing. It's a dragon. You can fly. Cheap flights.
Very cheap flights. Depending on how big it is, depending on how many people you can fit on the dragon.
Oh, I'm not letting anyone ride.
Oh, fuck you, man. No. I suppose you don't want to do that. No animal cruelty.
They can sit in the claws if my dragon so chooses.
Fair. Well, I'm so glad you found a way to protect yourself. And you're making
it. Well, do you know what? That's a load off my mind.
It is. So I found out in these scenarios that you need protecting. So you're going to get some chainsaws for arms. And because you'll then need a dragon to do it with opposable thumbs to do your bidding.
Well, it makes sense. This is quite a funny question because I've been strapping chainsaws to my arms up until this point.
That's why I asked you. I kept seeing them in the garden.
Just ratchet strapping them in the morning. Yeah. Traveling
Please,
to work.
God!
Sometimes they come on while I'm driving.
If there is a God, you will do this for me. Well, it'd be like in X-Men Apocalypse when he comes down, he gives that bird guy his metal wings.
Yeah. Well, when Apocalypse comes down,
yeah,
when he pops
on over,
yeah,
you know?
When he makes his way here,
oh
man, sometime in the next millennia,
fucking
I've only been waiting 27 years.
We should talk at some point about
29. Fucking hell, how old are you? How old am I?
I think you're 29, aren't you? 27, aren't you, I think. We should talk about WandaVision. We haven't spoken about WandaVision yet, have we? But we shouldn't talk about it now because we're now like 74 minutes into the podcast.
We should probably wrap it up.
Yeah, man. Because we did say this was going to be a shorter podcast than the first podcast. So now it's a little bit longer.
We've been talking absolute bollocks for an hour.
We really have.
And I'm sure people have switched off at this point. If anyone's still listening.
Yeah, if you're still listening, actually. If you are still listening, send us an email. Send it to the nerve at the nerve.
You'll have to timestamp when you're still listening at. Oh, wait, no, well, no, because...
Because we're fucking talking here, aren't we? Because we're saying it. We'll know it's the end of the podcast, you mothers. But honestly, when we do release these podcasts, we are going to need some emails because we would like to just see if we can, you know, talk to people. And I think it'd be funny. So, yeah, send us an email in and let us know if you are still listening. Or tweet the band, at CTTF Band, I think it is. Don't DM us on Instagram because... That's not really the format to interact with us for this podcast, I don't think. It's a bit weird, isn't it? I don't know. But we'll work it out. But yeah, I think let's wrap it up. We've covered a lot of shit today.
Thank you for another lovely Tuesday evening.
Thank you for the Tuesday evening, mate.
Cheers.
I'll see you at home.
As always.